10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Copeland.
All right, what is your favorite war? Your favorite war? 855-839-1210. Express yourself. What is your favorite war?
There's an old guy who's on the air, and they call him Sterling. The bosses hired him on a dare, and they call him Sterling. Kind of hip, kind of odd,
Sterling.
Kind of smart, kind of strange,
Sterling.
A different show that's here to stay, and they call it Sterling.
Sterling every damn night.
Ladies and gentlemen, across America, the sound of America, the Crystals. I hit the vocal. Did you hear that? And that's the kazoo. The kazoo is life. The kazoo is your life. It's an unexpected instrument. There we were, happy listening to the Crystals. And then the kazoo appears, and everything stops. In your life, ladies and gentlemen, in your life, how many times have things been going just fine? How many times have things been going no sweat? And then out of nowhere, a kazoo on you. When unexpected events screw things up or throw off your rhythm, you're on that second date. Your private parts are tingling. There's wetness and warmth where it doesn't usually appear. And then an unexpected event. A flat tire. And no spare. A decline. Why? You had money in the account. But there were Ukrainian charges because you made the mistake of using the Temu shop. You got suckered into the drain cleaner at the TikTok shop. Instantly, it drains giant sewers. Maybe it'll work in the hair in your bathroom. And you bought it. And you poured it into your bathtub. And it worked. Things were going well. You might be able to now bring her home. Dinner's ending. It's gone well. The candles helped your complexion. You hand the waiter your credit card, and it comes back, sir, do you have another card? Do you have another card? And she's looking. And that is the ultimate red flag. But it's not because you don't have money. You're ready to take out your phone and show her your bank balance. No, it was declined because you bought something in the TikTok shop. And that was your kazoo moment. You poured it down the drain. It worked. You imagine, I could get her to my apartment and there'd be no problem. Because the drain worked. And you were finally, after months, able to actually scrub the bathtub. Because the water hadn't sat there for 3 hours. Because it wouldn't drain. And now, thanks to the TikTok shop, it has drained. You don't have another card. You were being sensible. You got rid of all of those cards. All the Discover cards, you got rid of them. And now it says declined. Because of the TikTok shop, there were 23 charges from someplace in the Ukraine. Let's just call it what it is, the Ukraine. As Americans, we call it the Ukraine. We're not cool enough to just keep saying Ukraine, Ukraine, Ukraine. We're not anchoring NBC News, especially in your case. No, it was declined because of the TikTok shop. You thought you had it nailed, but this was a kazoo moment. That's our life. Now, as you walk to the car with Susie Weston, the waspiest girl you've ever gone out with, whose dad is on the membership committee at the country club you don't dare think you're going to join, and now it's wiped off the map. No way in hell you getting into that country club because you've been declined because of the TikTok shop. And you get into the car. I got so much to do tomorrow. I really need to go home. I really need to go home. And those are the magic words that signal to you that she really needs to go home because you've been declined.
I don't care if you share.
But you will be lonely because you bought the drain cleaner from the TikTok shop and you got declined by Ukrainian activity. You don't even know where it came from, and you never will. You never will. Susie Weston, Wasp Princess, out of your life forever. You're going to have to go back to the mom dating pool. Why don't you go out with her? I keep telling you to go out with Melissa. I keep telling you to go out with Melissa. You'd get along fine. I like her mother so much. When your mother says, I like her mother so much, you know that's going to be just ugliness all the way around. Walter M. Sterling, this is how radio's supposed to be, John. I'm trying to teach our brand new producer who's going to act like a producer, which means he's going to, you ready? Have ideas. And then I can take my foot off the pedal for 8.5 seconds, like Rich Zeoli. My dream in life is to live the life of Rich Zeoli, who does afternoons on 1210 WPHT in Philadelphia, our home base and largest station. No, I'm on many 50 clears. Do you know why? Because I'm an actual broadcaster, and they're scared out of their minds to piss me off. Walter M. Sterling, every damn Sunday night.
Killjoys, details later, strippers on the loose. Sterling every damn night. Escape plan foiled. Details later. The people of Walmart. Sterling every damn night.
Dan and Becky Gaffney here. Mystery packages showing up at our house. No one in our house wears Skechers.
No one in our house wears the giant size that was sent.
Coming up on Sterling every damn night.
I'm Smutty Book author Thea Landon, and I have a late night story for Midnight Misfits on Sterling every damn night.
$60. Get cozy with the Outlander. A Folsom Wonder. Folsom Wonder. Study books. Rusty books. Get cozy with the Outlander.
The legendary Theo Landon, self-described smutty book author. An honor to have you on Sterling every damn Sunday. Thea, welcome to the Giant Network radio show.
Hi, Walter. It's always good to talk to you.
Now, Thea, I know you have a big promotion that I want you to talk about, but I am haunted by something that you said in our last conversation last Sunday that was very important.
Uh-oh.
That when you do public appearances, when you do personal appearances at smutcoms or whatever they're called, when you do personal appearances, 98% of the people who come up to you to sign a book or to sign something are women.
That's correct.
When they talk to you, when they say, I love X, what do they love, Thea?
Oh, geez. You know what? It really depends on the audience, and sometimes you never know who is going to show up until you're actually there. I will say that there has definitely been a trend towards the spicy, the explicit, to whatever we can get away with, and some readers just can't get enough.
Is there a particular fantasy that seems to run through their preferences? Is there a particular fantasy that seems to be appealing to your readers?
Honestly, I think regardless of the subgenre, most readers, when they're escaping into this fantasy, they just want a love interest who will listen to them, who will take care of things that need to be taken care of, who will respect them as a person, and then, of course, do all the smutty stuff amidst that.
They have a chiseled chest, a six-pack, and respect them as a person. Is that what you just said to me?
Exactly.
Which is, of course, the great dilemma of us normal guys. Now, us normal guys, well, we'll respect you, but the six-pack, we got a ways to go. What prayer in hell do any normal guy has?
Well, if you want to make things even worse, I actually moderated a panel at the convention I was at last week, and it was called Non-Human Book Boyfriends and Why We Love Them. So now not only are you competing against other human men, we were talking about aliens, shapeshifters, cyborgs, orcs, gargoyles, and as we kept joking around about it, some of us, we just want to be 7-foot massive alien to burst through the door and ravage us all.
Bursting through the door is an analogy for something far more significant. Now, listen, Thea, when you write these books, this is the other thing that I had to wait a while to ask you. I had to get to know you well enough and put you on the radio enough. When you're writing these smutty, dirty books, Thea Landon, at some point, do you become aroused by your own writing?
Every now and then, yes. But honestly, at this point in my life, since I'm doing this, it's definitely never going to be my full-time job. I don't want it to be, but it is more than a hobby at this point. Sometimes it really does feel like a job. Sometimes there's a deadline. Sometimes it's, oh my goodness, I have to finish this filthy, filthy scene by X date, or else I'm going to disappoint a lot of readers and editors, and everyone's going to be mad at me, so it just has to get done.
And when you are doing the conventions and you're meeting your readers, tell me about the demographics.
Again, the vast majority of people attending are women, though we did have some men this time last weekend. Again, the age range can be all over the place, and I don't mean to generalize, but it is the younger women who want the most explicit thing that you think you can get away with, and we love them for it. But again, there's all ages, and I did have to laugh at that non-human book boyfriend panel I mentioned. There was this older woman sitting in the back of the room. She looked like she had come right from church, and at the very end, she raised her hand and said that she just got into werewolf romance and could not put it down, was reading it nonstop, was always on the hunt for her next series because she just loved the werewolves that much.
What is the promotion that you're running right now? It seemed pretty exciting and pretty good. Please tell us, Thea Landon.
It is. No werewolves, no aliens. This is contemporary, but I am part of a collaborative series called Temptations in the Snow. 15 different authors got together to make this series. All of the books take place at an upscale ski lodge, similar to ones that we can't name for legal reasons, but there just happens to be restraints in the bedrooms and a dungeon in the basement. And all of the stories feature one woman and at least two men. And if you look at some of the covers in the series, sometimes there's more than two men.
Are these books done, or is this an ongoing writing event?
Right now, they are all available for pre-order. The first one releases on November 17th, and then they will be releasing just about every day until they're all out. My book is kind of right smack in the middle, Training Hard at the Lodge, and that comes out on November 25th.
And will you be reading excerpts from that, Yes, Please, on the show?
Of course I will.
So when it comes out on the 25th, Thanksgiving, is that what it is? We'll be giving thanks for, what's the name of the book?
Training Hard at the Lodge, which is part of the Temptations in the Snow series.
I can't believe you got through that. Yes, it's part of the Temptations in the Snow series.
Well,
good
for
you.
To mention my 14 other colleagues who participated, and I can't wait to read their stories either.
All right, Thea Landon is a gift to America, a gift to America, America erotica, brilliant fun writer. These books are fun. And as Thea explains, when she does these romance novel expos, there's a big line for Thea Landon to sign her books, to meet her. Thea Landon, I am so honored I'm so amused that you're on Sterling Every Damn Night. Thank you, Thea Landon, and thank you for being with us live tonight. I appreciate everything you do. All right, I'm Walter M. Sterling, and look at this. It's live across America. We are on giant radio stations like KDKA in Pittsburgh. What? Yeah, the first radio station, the first commercial radio station, which fascinates Edward Jones, fascinates him. The first commercial radio station, and many 50,000-watt clear channel stations, which means you can listen to like three or four stations and hear me anyplace, which proves there's no accounting for taste. Or you can hear me in Monaco on the Odyssey app. Get the app, AUDACY, and then you can hear me every damn night. Yeah, I'm on every damn night at 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time. And good luck coordinating those clocks today. That's all I'm going to say about it. Did you just say 10 seconds? You got to say it really loud. Sterling, every damn Sunday.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
So we're hosting Thanksgiving this year at the new house. I don't want to do a turkey in the oven, but I want to rent a wood pellet smoker. My wife thinks I'm going to blow the house up.
You will.
Does the audience trust me to do it and come back without any property damage or self-inflicted wounds? My wife will not let me do it, and I want to deep fry a Cajun turkey.
Zill used to do it.
Oh, yeah, my
right.
God, they're the best.
Him.
So he has it. DeSantis, book me for $350 today, all right?
Start your day with Kale and Company, weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.
I like our quiet dinners now that the kids are older.
Yeah, more Hatfield recipe essentials for us.
Like I'd miss meatball night.
When better care leads to better pork, it's irresistible. Hatfield Pork, better care, better pork.
If you've been hurt in a car crash or on the job, don't just hope for help. Demand results. Postman Law delivers fast, easy, and effective representation fighting to get you more. Call 844-POSTMAN for a free case evaluation. It's free to get started. You pay nothing unless we win for you. Others promise. Postman delivers. Call 844-POSTMAN today. That's 844-POSTMAN.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Your cold is coming. Your cold is coming. When you feel a cold coming, shorten it with Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand.
Oh, no, not before my big trip.
The big trip you've been planning is coming up, and so is your cold. But Zicam can shorten your cold and get you back to planning sooner.
Thanks, Revere.
We really should keep Zicam in the house.
Shorten your cold with Zicam.
Take it from America's most revered messenger. Shorten your cold at the first sign with cold shortening products from Zicam, the number one cold shortening brand. Available in stores or see where to buy at Zicam.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on money line, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Indiana. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Amazon has everything for everyone on your list. Like your teenage son, who won't give up the peach fuzz currently posing as a mustache on his upper lip. Get him an electric razor. Amazon has early holiday deals on gifts everyone wants, like the latest kitchen gadgets and toys, and some they don't even know they need, like that razor. Grab him a mirror, too, so he can see how pretty he is without that dirt on his lip.
Progressive knows you've got enough to worry about in life.
Hi, it's your life again. Feel like another year is just slipping away? Yeah, remember all those New Year's resolutions you made? You still haven't finished the first book. Just 19 more to go. I mean, if we're being honest, it wasn't a very realistic goal. Have you ever considered that you intentionally self-sabotage? So, what's that about?
So, let Progressive protect your home and auto, because you've got enough to worry about. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Summer's all about fun in the sun. So before you hit the roads to your favorite destination, get your vehicle checked and prepped right at home with complimentary Ford Mobile Service. Ford expert technicians can perform a lot of the same services right in your driveway that they do in the dealership, like an oil change with the works package, brakes, batteries, tire rotation, and more. So whether you're grilling in the backyard or soaking up some rays, keep enjoying your summer with Ford Mobile Service. That's ownership built around you. Contact your participating dealer or visit FordService.com for important details and limitations.
Things people don't believe in. Little green aliens. Bigfoot. And that Spectrum TV combines all your favorite streaming apps with live TV at no extra cost. But that one is actually true. You get over $100 worth of streaming apps, like HBO Max, Hulu, Paramount Plus, Peacock, AMC Plus, and more, included with live TV at no extra cost. It's only the way TV should be. It's only everything. Learn more at SpectrumTV.com.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
I figured wrong, because Sterling every damn night blew the whistle on my song. Oh, Walter, give me one more chance to prove I didn't steal it. Won't you please stop mentioning me on your show? Oh, nobody else even cares, so stop talking about it, or you'll never work in this town again. Shut the hell up.
Ooh, Walter.
Shut the hell up.
Sterling every damn night.
Boom, boom, Hollywood. Sterling every damn night.
All right, there's Boom Boom Mateus in Hollywood, our film reviewer critic, helping us avoid overpaying for entertainment that is not entertaining. This was a particularly bad quarter for movies. Revenues were seriously down. Why do you believe that's so, Matthias Boom Boom Hollywood, that guy?
Well, we've had a lot of just bad product out there, and I think that the audiences just aren't going to movies. I don't know how long it's been since you've been in a movie in the theater. I don't know you. I know that you don't go that often. Every now and then you go and you have a good time.
Yeah, I'll tell you. It was this month, and I had to see, what was the last big kid movie? But it was this month.
Okay. How many people? Well, with a kid movie, you're going to probably have a little bit more people in there than maybe an adult drama.
Four.
See?
Yeah,
four other people,
Me, my daughter, and those people over there.
Right. So that's the problem. You know, they have these theaters, and sometimes they're showing this new movie, and nobody's in there. And yet they're reporting these great box office numbers. Sure, that's because the ticket price is $15 to get in there. So the numbers are good, but, you know, those don't compare to the production cost. So they have these inflated numbers, and, of course, they're bringing in all the European and foreign grosses to make those numbers look better. But it's just been really, really bad, and, of course, people just sit at home and wait for it to show up on Netflix or any of the streaming services. Occasionally something's good or special, and that's what's behind of the re-release and the reincarnation of these film formats like VistaVision for One Battle After Another, which is in select theaters on film, projected in VistaVision, or the new Frankenstein I talked about last week that's out in select theaters actually on film, running on a 35mm film print, and that's a fun way to see it. So those are ways that they're trying to bring people back into the theater. It's just like in the 50s when everyone was going home and staying home and watching TV because it was so much easier. So they came up with 3D, CinemaScope, widescreen, all the stuff to make things not like the box of furniture in your living room. Well, IMAX is still here, and they're still doing all those kind of things, but people are just not leaving their house. And I think it has to do with the fact that people are just tired of the average movie experience, and if it's something neat, if it's something special, maybe they'll leave their house.
Now, this week you're going to share with us about this movie. What is it called? Bologna?
It's called Begonia.
Begonia.
And this is a movie, Begonia, from Yorgos Lanthimos. This is a guy who has made some very surreal films. His first movie had the incredible crustacean name, The Lobster. It was a very surreal film. I watched it with my mother and when she was still living, and she's no longer living, not because of the movie, but she thought it was bizarre and out there, and she liked stuff that had no explanation, just strange for strange sake. But it was pretty mild compared to some of the later things. Later on, this guy made Poor Things, also with Emma Stone, about a year and a half ago, and Emma Stone won an Oscar for Best Actress for this movie, which is sort of like a female Frankenstein thing. And, of course, Emma won an Oscar before, of course, for La La Land, more famously. That's the movie that really put her over. But anyway, this guy likes to make weird movies. And the plot of this weird movies, and it is very strange, Emma Stone in this plays Michelle Fuller. She's the high-powered CEO of Authalux. It's a big corporation, and she's kidnapped by a guy named Teddy, who's played by Jesse Plemons, and his simple-minded cousin Don, who's played by Adrian Delbas, on the basis that Teddy's convinced that Michelle, the CEO, played by Emma Stone, is not who she appears to be, but an alien from another planet. And once her clumsy kidnapping is accomplished, they take her down to the basement of their home, where they bind her up and do all sorts of crazy stuff to her. The movie goes off the rails in a strange world of violence and madness. It's pretty disturbing and strange and somewhat brutal. Matter of fact, it's not the kind of stuff I really like to watch. But I do admire the weirdness of this director, and what he has in store for you by the end of the movie is almost worth living through some of the strange stuff before. So it's out of this world. There are many layers of strangeness here, and truly strangeness for strangeness' sake. And you'll never believe the ending, but you're just going to have to see it to believe it. But if you're squeamish, this movie's not for you.
What'd
I don't know why
say?
Emma does this stuff.
Well, because she gets to be tied up without guilt.
Yeah, that must be it. But you asked what I said about something. I said strangeness for strangeness' sake.
Now, who is the male lead in this?
Jesse Plemons.
Now, do you know who Jesse Plemons is married to?
Who is he married to now?
Kirsten Dunst.
Ah, okay.
He's married to a premium woman. He's married to Kirsten Dunst. And when I look at him, he looks like the gardener. Like, how does this guy get Kirsten Dunst? And they have a child. So Kirsten gave into it completely.
Wow.
I know. And there he is with Emma Stone, tying up Emma Stone in a basement, and then he goes home to Kirsten Dunst.
It's really quite remarkable.
It's really unfair. Now, I have another question.
It's almost unfair. Yeah, go on. Tell me. Ask me.
No, go ahead. Say what you were going to say. Prove that I was just thinking
it's almost as unfair as what Theo Landon was just telling you about, how these guys are coming in that are just ripped and in great shape, and you're saying, well, what about the normal guys? We just don't have a chance, do we, Walter? I think we just don't have a chance.
Isn't Theo Landon remarkable? How remarkable is that woman? It's unbelievable. This woman is a, quote, self-described smutty book author. And I said, Thea, would you read excerpts from your book on my show? Sure. Will you do it a lot? Sure. So almost every night, Thea Landon is on Sterling Every Damn Night reading smutty book passages. I can't offer more. I cannot deliver on the promise of broadcast more than Thea Landon. There's nothing else I can do, but I have a question for you. This is esoteric. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Name your favorite war.
My favorite war? Wow. Well, war is an ugly thing, but, I would have to say the Great War or the First World War. And I'm thinking not because of the great losses of life, which was so horrible, but I sort of romanticize the early airplane fighters like Baron von Richthofen and the English, which had such a gentlemanly and courtly way of, casually shooting at each other. And if the enemy went down, they would actually go and throw roses over the field. There was a courtly gentleness about their fighting, which has a somewhat, I've somehow romanticized the dogfights of the airplanes of the First World War.
Mateus Boom Boom Hollywood, his favorite war is World War I. I'd like to know what your favorite war is. Here's your number, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. And coming up within 20 minutes, I will tell you my favorite war on Sterling Every Damn Sunday.
Killjoys, details later, strippers on the loose, Sterling Every Damn Night.
Dan and Becky Gaffney here. Mystery packages showing up at our house. No one in our house wears Skechers.
No one in our house wears the giant size that was sent.
Coming up on Sterling Every Damn Night.
Escape plan foiled. Details later. The people of Walmart. Sterling Every Damn Night.
I'm smutty book author Thea Landon, and I have a late night story for Midnight Misfits on Sterling Every Damn Night.
Lesbians in space.
I'm bi, and I had a girlfriend for a year, and it was very magical, very heady, a super transformative year for me. We were childhood friends, and we reconnected in adult life, and we hit it off. That was sparks. And it's very cute. Our parents live in the next village along from each other. It's like that level of wholesome. We'd cycle to each other's parents' houses with food from the farm shop. Like, need I say more?
You know who these people are? Listen to this. You know who that is? I played that for people who I thought were cool and happening. And I've heard of them. Are they a band? Like, no, that's not the answer to the question. Do you know who that is? The answer to the question, do you know who that is yes or no. Not, it's not like a multiple choice. I grew up in Jersey, and here's how it works in Jersey. If I tell you, hey, you know, why don't you let me know how you feel? That's the equivalent of me saying, I don't want to hear from you again. I grew up in Jersey. And first of all, anybody who grows up in New Jersey, it takes them decades to admit it. They'll say, yeah, I grew up in Greenwich, Connecticut. I grew up in Manhattan. I grew up in Philadelphia. It takes a long time to admit you're from Jersey. But when you do finally admit you're from Jersey, you never go back. There's no going back. I grew up in New Jersey. Here's what we know. We are the politest people in the world. There's no group of people in America than people from New Jersey and Phil Zachary in Maine. But Phil's in Maine running WGAN and Michael Ewing in Sebring, Florida. Michael, winter's coming up, and the Sterling family would like to go somewhere in the dead of February. And that would be Sebring, Florida. Michael, we'd like to go to... Did you hear me, Ewing? We'd like to go to Sebring, Florida. I've only said this every year now for 23 years. I lived in Fort Lauderdale. I'll get back to Jersey in a second. I lived in Fort Lauderdale for 1 year. And we had a guest room. We assumed that Northerners would want to visit us in Fort Lauderdale. And when they came, we were happy to see them, delighted, and therefore I expected the universe to treat me in kind. That if they owned a home, if they were visiting, if they needed to visit South Florida for vacation, I didn't want them to waste money in a overpriced hotel. They were welcome to stay in our luxury home with pool. And everything you've heard about living in South Florida is absolutely true. Women dress up to work at Hooters. Think about that. They dress up to work at Hooters. You can reach your hand out the window of your home or your apartment and pick oranges off the tree and avocados and grapefruits and other things I couldn't figure out. Yes, it's really like that. And the myth is that it's really hot. Like it must be 95 in July. No. It is often 87, 88, but it's never 90. It's fascinating. And the weather reports on South Florida television, the weather reports usually start off with, well, today in Minnesota, ha, 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 ha. And in International Falls, Minnesota, ha, ha, ha. And they laugh at the northern states. They laugh at the northern cities. And then they show that South Florida weather is today the same as it was the last 365 days. It was 80 in the morning and 85 this afternoon with a slight shower this afternoon at 4 because they are in the tropics. There's a shower every day from 4 to 4:15 on I-4 every day. But if you grow up in Jersey, you are the politest, these are the politest people in the world. Because if I go up to the counter in Jersey, I say, hey, give me a slice and a Diet Coke. I get a slice and a Diet Coke. If you're from like West Virginia or the South, you might think that's rude. Gosh, they're so rude. He just, you know, he didn't even say please, thank you. He knew the guy, but he didn't say how are the kids, how's it going. If I got up to a counter for pizza in Jersey, and I looked at the guy and said, "Hey, Frank, good to see you again. How's your daughter doing there at Syracuse? How's your kid doing at Monmouth County College? How's your kid doing? And your wife, I understand she wasn't feeling too well." There'd be eight people behind me in line ready to commit homicide and nobody would indict them. Politeness is recognizing the demands of the crowd and the people that you're with and serving those demands. The greatest gift that I can give the people of New Jersey is to not waste their damn time because the traffic sucks. And they got to get back on the road sooner. They'll never get there. They'll never get there. When I go up and I ask for pizza, or for Dunkin' Donuts, I say, hey, give me Small coffee, senior discount, Boston cream. But I'd have to say it faster than that. Black coffee, senior discount, Krispy Kreme. That's what I'd have to do. Boston cream. Pull around. That's it. That's being polite. If I were to do the song and dance of how's your relatives, that's the rudest thing I could do. This is misinterpreted by the rest of the country. Sterling, yeah, thanks a lot. When were you supposed to say that? Sterling every damn Sunday night.
10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Copeland.
Coming up in just seconds, I'll reveal to you my favorite war. What was your favorite war? What is your favorite war? Here's my phone number. Let's talk. 855-839-1210.
Sydney Sweeney is the girl for me. Her jeans are really something to see. She has some trouble squeezing into them, it seems. But Sydney's the stuff of Madison Avenue's dreams.
Diverse women is what I'd rather see. Sydney's promoting white supremacy. Her ad is thinly coded Nazi agitprop. I don't care what she's got on top.
The boo!
Y'all rude.
Great jeans.
She's obscene.
You're screwed in the head.
I wish you were dead.
Sydney Sweeney, she's the
You're
best.
The producer. All right, it's 8 minutes past the hour. Walter M. Sterling, coast to coast from WGAN in Maine, home of Phil Zachary, who is one of the greatest radio managers who ever lived. And the reason I know that is because I know that. It's what I do. I can meet a general manager of a radio station. I can meet a program director of a radio station. And I have psychic vibes. I know in 10 seconds if that person is a great big phony, as my Jersey mother would say. Don't pay attention to him. He's a big phony. Don't pay attention. Whereas when I met Phil, I'm like, he's the real deal. He's somebody I needed to talk to.
Could it be you?
Could it be you, Phil? Could you be the one?
The situation gets rough and I start to panic. It's not enough. It's just the habit, a kid, you're sick. Well, darling, this is you. You can all just kiss off into the air. Behind my back, I can see them stare. They'll hurt me bad, but I won't mind. They'll hurt
There's
me bad.
A Netflix series called High School. It's about lesbianism. And this is a featured song in it, in episode 2. It opens episode 2 that I've only watched 400 times.
I hope you know that this will go down on your permanent record.
Have you ever gotten your permanent record? You can.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, really.
Well, don't get so distressed. Did I happen to mention that I'm impressed?
I met Phil Zachary, the general manager of WGAN, and I'm like, I want to be like him. When I grow up, I want to be like Phil. Because he has it down. He has it handled. Whatever it is, Phil has it handled. Do you think his local hosts play stuff like this, too? Here, this is the best part.
I take one.
No, listen again. This is the best part.
I take one, cause you left me. And two for my family. And three for my heartache. And four for my headaches. And five for my lonely. And six for my sorrow. And seven, no tomorrow. And eight, I forget what eight was for. But nine for lost God. Ten for everything.
Oh my God. My wife is furious that I even know this song. She's like, that's my generation's song. You're not even supposed to know that song. And then my 20-year-old went to a Violent Femmes. That's who they are. The Violent Femmes concert. She went to the Violent Femmes concert. And I think she was vaguely disgusted that her father, oh, I know the Violent Femmes. I know this song. Greg Stocker knows it. Greg Stocker knows it? He's the program director at WPHT. Greg Stocker knows it? Ew. Totally made it uncool for her. The minute the Violent Femmes were known by dad, grandpa, great-grandpa, it just ruined it. Violent Femmes. You want to see this series that's on Netflix called High School. It's I could tell you what it's about, but why waste time? It's there. You can see it. I think it's a 12-episode last season. They're not going to have a second season. You can have the whole high school experience in about 8 episodes. You can do it this week when you're doing nothing else. Oh, I'm very busy this week. No, you're not. I know what you're doing. You're not doing anything else. Do I have to play something normal for you now? Oh, for God's sakes. Oh! All right, ladies and gentlemen. Trump responds after Dilbert creator maker last-ditch plea to save his life. Our great president and Robert F. Kennedy confirmed they want to help save the life of Dilbert the cartoon creator Scott Adams after he admitted he has declining fast from prostate cancer, the worst cancer. Adams, who confirmed his diagnosis in March after former President Joe Biden announced he had the same cancer, was approved to receive a new FDA-approved drug called Pluvicto. And he believed this could keep him alive. However, he claimed healthcare provider Kaiser of Northern California, has dropped the ball. You're kidding me. You're kidding me. A healthcare provider has dropped the ball? Have you had that experience? Absolutely not. But yes, President Trump and Robert Kennedy are stepping up, and they're going to get him, the Dilbert creator, the medicine he needs for his prostate cancer, circumventing the clowns who run Kaiser Northern California. Thank God. That's what my government's supposed to do. What? What? No. Comes the best part. Ladies and gentlemen, it's 16 past the hour, Sterling, every damn Sunday night.
Dallas, beautiful Arlington, I think it's where the Cowboys play. Boo, or yeah, whatever you think about the Dallas Cowboys. All right. It was called Operation Safe Stage. Yes, it's a safe stage. And they're talking about our exotic dancers. And you may remember a few weeks ago there was a big arrest at a Latina themed dance establishment called Chicas Bonitas. Basically, that means pretty girls. Well, now a place not far away from that is called Chicas Locos. Chicas Locos means crazy girls. Yeah, and that's what you want, don't you? You don't have to take them home with you. You're just going to hang out with them. They're crazy women. Crazy. All right. Apparently sex trafficking. Apparently some of these girls were available for, let's say, a company, a private company, to make a man not only smile, but also calm at the same time. Isn't that a win? I think that's a win. So apparently a lot of these girls were, shall we say, illegal aliens. And yeah, they were being sex trafficked. Oziel Ramos and Ariel Tapio have both been arrested. They were managers of the club, and they got in the way of the cops when the cops did their big bust to try to save the girls. I quite frankly think these two gentlemen are heroes. Mr. Ramos and Mr. Tapia. These guys are the type of leaders we need. Masculine, protecting the women. According to the cops, they say this was a very well-organized criminal enterprise. It's well-organized. And that's an important thing. When you're doing a criminal enterprise, make sure it's well-organized. The investigation began in August when the heat unit received reports that employees were performing, illegal stuff on customers in exchange for money. That's called prostitution. And in Texas, they don't like that. It's not legal there. I think even in Nevada, where prostitution is legal in many places, I think at the exotic dancing emporium in the Champagne Room, I think sex acts are illegal. Chicas Locas. Likely it's going to be shut down. I don't know where men in the Dallas area are going to be able to go and enjoy a wonderful evening with the ladies. A lot of men, they're lonely. Or they're married. And having quality time with a woman that just wants money once and you get a smile on your face afterwards is awesome. From the Champagne Room, smiling away, Chicas Locos, I'm Vilo Wool. Strippers on the loose, Sterling every damn night.
Sterling every damn night from sea to shining sea.
Which was your favorite war? Everybody has a favorite war. And we don't say it's my favorite war. We just talk about it too much. Veterans certainly talk about it too much. You're a veteran. Nobody wants to hear what you're talking about at Thanksgiving. You want to do your service a favor? Don't talk about your service at Thanksgiving. Kids are scared by it. Other adults feel bad they didn't participate or are glad they didn't participate. And they don't know what to ask you. They don't know what's okay to ask you. But everybody has a favorite war. My father-in-law is obsessed with World War II and Hitler. And he wasn't in World War II. He didn't know Hitler. But I promise you, every meal that I go to at his home, I will hear about World War II and Hitler every time. He never says, do you want to hear another story about World War II? And I'm like, he wasn't in World War II. He was way too young to be in World War II. It's like, what? But I have a favorite war, and I'll reveal it to you, and you'll be shocked. I'd like to know yours. You can admit it to me. This is anonymous, 855-839-1210. You get to talk to the nation. You get to be the media. You get to be on giant 50,000-watt radio stations that run from Sacramento to Phil Zachary's Portland, Maine. Phil now owns a giant estate in Portland, Maine, and a side apartment that his wife doesn't know about. He's a very busy man. Your phone number is 855-839-1210. You and I get to talk across the country. The I-90 corridor, otherwise known as the Luge in the winter in Syracuse, Buffalo, Erie. Don't go to Erie. In Erie, Buffalo, Syracuse, the I-90 corridor where people go when they're punished. Truck drivers, 18-wheelers, like, oh, no, the route's I-90. I don't want to go there. Oh, hi, it's 855-839-1210. You're on Sterling every damn Sunday.
I'm ambitious, black, bisexual, angry, sad, strong, sensitive, scared, fierce, talented, exhausted, and I am at your mercy.
I think you meant to call the Cunningham Show.
Hi, I'm William Devane.
855-839-1210. Your favorite war. I'll reveal my favorite war coming up in just seconds. 855-839-1210. What was your favorite war?
That, like, Jersey people are just born different.
You're born defensive. They think it's a horrible place. Mm-hmm. First of all, you guys picked this beef with us. We don't feel this way about anyone else. Long Island, like, you're not even in the running. Goodbye. It's just so comedy, and I really think it's because it's so perfect. Like, yeah. The beaches are perfect. The food is perfect. The Italians are perfect. I'm sorry. Like, you're just so mad that you're not us. Yeah. We have Pork Roll. We have Bruce Springsteen. Like, we have things going on. Yeah. We have the Jonas Brothers. Like, if you're from a state that has no things, like nationally recognized things,
yeah.
I'm sorry, why are you even trying to argue?
Yeah, I don't know, but here's who you don't argue with.
When your wife says, correct me if I'm wrong, do not under any circumstances correct her.
855-839-1210. What is your favorite war? I promise you, in the 400 years that two-way talk radio has existed, no host has ever had the guts to ask that question, nor have they had the guts to say, tell me about your side piece. What's going on the side? What's going on over there? How well do you know the Motel 6? Do you spend any time at the Motel 6 that your significant other doesn't know?
Everybody knows it's about to be meth head summer, and there's absolutely no better place to spend it than at the Motel 6 in Inglewood, California. This is literally the perfect place to host your next slaycation or meet a prostitute. Unlike those obnoxious five-star resorts, Motel 6 makes it so easy with one office and one sign. The lobby was already such a party, like I knew I was in for a good time. I also thought it was really fun that the front desk lady was behind bulletproof glass. Motel 6 only has stairs, so you better not be disabled if you're coming here. Okay, so I did have to splurge, and I got the penthouse suite, and I couldn't believe that they had a mattress that wasn't on the floor. And can we take a moment for their branded toiletries? So cute.
I'm not gonna lie, I, like, really couldn't help but feel myself. They have a closet with five hangers, a state-of-the-art bed, a TV, desk, and a mini fridge. Even a bathroom. The view also makes the perfect backdrop. Thanks for having me, Motel 6.
Your favorite war. What's interesting that I've noticed about veterans is they only talk about their war. If you bring up a different war, if you're in a veteran in a different war, they have no interest. They immediately zone out. They get blank. And then there are a large group of veterans who don't talk about any war. They won't talk about it. I think that's the right answer. Well, don't they have the right to talk about it? Yes, with each other. And I'm not being disrespectful. I'm being realistic. If I wasn't in the war with you, there's no way that I can respectfully relate to it. How could I possibly relate to it? I've never picked up a rifle. I can't imagine what it's like to shoot that rifle and kill somebody. Because if I picked up that rifle and shot somebody, I would have to do what you do, which is talk about it the rest of my life. But I believe the right way to talk about it is with other veterans. That has healing and power and identification, but I don't think it's Thanksgiving fodder. And that's the other problem. If a veteran does bring this up at Thanksgiving, if they do bring up their favorite war at Thanksgiving, it's impossible to change the subject. Nobody at the table can change the subject because it's disrespectful. What's your favorite war? My phone number is 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. I have talked to enough veterans that I know that if I say to them, thank you for your service, that they really don't like that. Thank you for my freedom, I think, goes a little further. The only time I had a really long conversation with a veteran of anything was I'm on an airplane, and the guy next to me got on first. And we're sitting there, and he's not talking, and he's not reading anything. And finally, I look at him, and I say, you're the air marshal, aren't you? You're the marshal. Doesn't answer. He doesn't answer. which confirmed, of course, that he was the marshal. And then I said, what are the qualifications for being a marshal? And I finally wore him down, and I got him to talk. And I got him to tell me that they are all veterans. They're all military veterans. All of the air marshals are military veterans. And you would be shocked at how many there are and how many airplanes, especially the long-distance ones, especially the ones over 2 hours, have air marshals on them who look nothing like air marshals. Although I've noticed they all tend to wear khaki shorts in February. But I'd like to know, what is your favorite war? And coming up in just seconds, I'm going to tell you what my favorite war is. I have a phone number, and I'd like you to use it at 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Walter M. Sterling.
Meet the Gaffneys. They live in a 150-year-old house. They've got 8 kids. We don't have time to name them all. Sometimes Dan and Becky like to bicker, and it's always good for a snicker. When you're with the Gaffneys, you know it's Sterling every damn night. Sterling every damn night. It's Sterling every damn night. Ah!
I'm Dan Gaffney.
And I'm Becky Gaffney.
We're here to tell you stories of living with our 8 kids in our over 100-year-old home.
To which we have about 785 packages sent from Amazon every other day.
Right. It's like a distribution center at our house. So here you are waiting for your Halloween costume to come.
Which was just a whole 2-week debacle anyway, because I decided I wanted to be one thing, then I decided I wanted to be another, and I'm very particular. So I order about 600 things for one costume.
We open the box. This must be it. No, inside the box, something that no one in our house wears, none of the kids wear, no one has ever purchased. A pair of slip-in Skechers, the kind old people wear so they don't have to bend over.
Okay, and this is a running joke kind of in our house about, like, when we get old enough to have to get the slip-in Skechers. So, of course, the Skechers come. I think Dan has sent me the Skechers as a joke. It's a pair of women's Skechers. He thinks maybe I've sent the Skechers as a joke because they're giant and maybe I just ordered them in women's on accident. Either way, nobody has ordered these Skechers.
No one had Skechers in the cart. No one at all. They just appeared with my name on the box.
Right. So I take the slip that's in there and I'm trying to scan the code thinking, well, maybe the one piece of my Halloween costume that's integral that I need or I can't be my Halloween costume that year got switched with that package. Well, no, it's a totally different price. I can't scan this slip. I'm thinking maybe it's a scam. Maybe it's one of those scams where they send something and see if you'll respond so they can get some info. We have no idea.
It's an expensive scam. The shoes were rather pricey if you look them up.
They were actually more than the Halloween costume, which was also confusing. So I contact Amazon. Amazon has no clue. In the meantime, Halloween costume never shows up. And I go in a pair of black leggings and a sweatshirt to work that night.
I say you should have just put the Skechers on and went as your grandmother.
Or I could have put the Skechers on and gone as someone your age.
Find me on Facebook, Dan Gaffney Show.
And if you're looking for me, you can find me on Instagram as Just Being Mom.
It's Dan and Becky Sterling every damn night.
Hey, 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 hey. Every damn night.
All right, it's 52 past the hour as we drive across the country, up and down I-4 in Florida, the 101 in California, 5 in California. This is who we are. We're in our car. We're in our 18-wheeler. Welcome. This is Sterling Every Damn Sunday, the only live show on American radio, period. There's nothing else live right now. It's just you and me and Ross. Ross, welcome to Sterling Every Damn Sunday. What's your favorite war?
Iwo Jima.
It's not a war. That wasn't a war.
It was a war within a war.
A war within a war. Now, how do you mean that?
I'm the son of an Iwo Jima survivor.
What's that like? How does that feel? What did you learn from your father?
Well, I learned some things about it. about his situation there.
Did you learn anything we don't know about?
Anything you don't know about? What don't you know about it? What do you know about it? It was...
Go ahead.
Was there all 40 days. Right. He was there for 40 days. And yeah, of course, he died in 2014. He died on Veterans Day, and the Marines came and got him.
I'm sure it's a hell of a story, Ross, and I thank you for sharing it with us at 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Bruce in Pittsburgh at KDKA, America's first radio station. Welcome to Sterling every damn Sunday.
Hello, sir.
Hello, sir.
Yes, you ask about a favorite war. Well, there's really no war that is favorite. I served in the United States Air Force for 28 years, fought in three wars, Desert Storm, Afghanistan, and Iraq, again, but I wouldn't say that wars can be favorite. Myself, personally, I like to read about the Revolutionary War, I enjoyed my service. I enjoyed serving the United States Air Force. Unfortunately, I did lose my left eye in Afghanistan, but if I had to do it all over again, I would.
Father Jim Drucker, who's on the show, was the Navy chaplain in Desert Storm. He was stationed there. He was a captain in the Air Force and stationed. He was the official Navy chaplain. I am sorry about your eye, and I thank you for my freedom. Your favorite war.
You're quite welcome.
855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. My favorite war.
Exterminate!
No.
Exterminate!
The Daleks. The war between Doctor Who and the Daleks.
Exterminate!
No.
Exterminate!
Yeah, that's my favorite war. How about yours?
855-839-1210. Exterminate!
No.
Exterminate!
That's my favorite war. I think that's the degree to which I want to be involved with wars between Doctor Who and the Daleks. And that war has gone on since 1965. That is a long war. That's a 60-year war. The 60-year war. Wasn't that like some European war between the Catholics and the Protestants in the Middle Ages? Something like that? Have I got that wrong?
Exterminate!
No!
Your favorite war, 855-839-1210, 855-839-1210. Daughter Dorothy Sterling in Syracuse, New York, she suggests it would be very, very entertaining if there were wars between the states. Now, that did happen. It was called the Civil War. But that there was nothing fun about that. It'd be so much better if we could, for example, New Jersey and Pennsylvania have an endless battle over the price of gas. Denizens of Pennsylvania keep going across the border to New Jersey to get cheaper gas till finally, this was disgusting, the state legislature of New Jersey, this really happened, raised the price and set a tone, set a rule that said it had to match the Pennsylvania price, that Jersey had to sell gas at the same price as Pennsylvania, even though they could sell it cheaper. What sort of antitrust rules were broken? What sort of just common decency was broken in order to make that happen? Wars between our states. 855-839-1210, Sterling every Sunday.
10 years of OK Radio, repulsive to the talk radio community. Billie Eilish fashions, courtesy of Idaho. Tonight, lesbians, strippers, and other ratings grabbers. I'm your announcer, James Copeland.
Your favorite war. Mine is the War of the Daleks and Doctor Who. Your phone number to go on live,
855-839-1210.
Well, Dave, what's your favorite war?
My favorite war?
Yeah, your favorite war.
I would say the Gulf War of 1991.
Hmm. Why is that, Dave Scott of Canada, known Canadian? Why is that?
Well, being Canadian and a known Canadian to your listeners,
yes.
That was the first battle that Canadian troops had seen since the Korean War. And I really wanted to be a part of that. I was in high school when it was going on, and I had dreams of joining the Canadian Armed Forces to become a fighter pilot. And I was very excited to see our Hornets in action, and felt very proud at that time.
Did you join the Army in Canada? Did you do that?
You know what? No, I did not, because after... See, this will sound totally dumbfounding to our American friends here. After the first Gulf War, our great, illustrious Prime Minister at the time, Brian Mulroney, who looked like Mac Tonight from the McDonald's commercials, he decided to cut the defense budget right soon after, and he literally chopped the budget so deep that they froze hirings for a couple of years. And by the time they reopened hirings for fighter pilots, I was already had pins in my knees. I had blew out my knee and the dream was over.
But isn't it true that, like automobiles, you don't actually need to have an army because of the United States?
We should. We should, though.
Mm.
You know, and you know what? Here's what I will say. I mean, yes, you're right. Okay? In a way, you are right. But I will say this. For history buffs looking, especially military history buffs, go look at some of the amazing accomplishments of Canada's men during World War I, World War II. You know, we served right along with you guys, along with, you know, being a part of the monarchy. And we have some real badass people, man, especially our special forces and our snipers. They are some of the best, if not the best, in the world. And you know, when the United States, believe it or not, when the United States goes into any sort of conflict, one of the first calls they make is to Canada to get our special forces there, because our snipers are so accurate.
I believe that, Dave Scott. Would you explain a Canadian mystery to me, Walter Sterling? Here's a Canadian mystery that I've suffered with. Not your equivalent of the Federal Communications Commission. What's that called?
The CRTC.
Yeah, not the CRTC. That's a whole different mystery. The other mystery is, would you please explain the relationship between Canada today and the British monarchy? Why is the Queen on your money?
Well, because we are a monarchist country. I mean, it was founded by the British, and, you know, in their expansion out west. You know, I mean, if you remember the old 1776, you guys wanted coffee, they wanted tea. So it's kind of caused a little bit of an issue in Boston at one point, you know, but we go back into the history of it all, and we've always been part of the monarchy. And even though Canada is now a sovereign nation, we still recognize that we are part of the Commonwealth, and it's a proud heritage.
Do you have to pay the British royalty rights to use the picture of the Queen on the money?
I don't even know. To be blunt, I really can't even answer that for you, you know.
Now, my favorite war is this one.
Exterminate! Exterminate!
The war between the Daleks and Doctor Who. That's my favorite war.
That's a good one.
And it's gone on for at least 20 years. It started 1965.
Exterminate!
No. And never seems to be solved.
Walter, how long have I been doing this show with you now? 2 years?
Long enough to risk your career.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. We need to have a contract negotiation coming up here soon, because I really want one of your kazoos.
What color? Which color?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter the color. I just feel that after all of this time of doing this show with you in this segment, that I deserve a kazoo.
Dave Scott is an expert on metaphysics, portals, UFOs, and that strange satellite that's coming toward us that looks like an asteroid but is not. Do you have any updates for us?
Well, Neil deGrasse Tyson on 3i Atlas, the strange object in the sky, seems a little bit baffled, finally admitting that this thing is doing things that modern-day physics do not comprehend with. And he was recently quoted saying that he's a little bit gun-shy to talk about it because the way this comet or asteroid or alien ship is acting, he's not sure what to make of it. And this is, you know, proving a lot of astrophysicists quite right, where they were saying, look, we can't rule out that this isn't a spaceship or something odd that we have never seen before. I mean, a lot of scientists today, they blow things off that we've been there, done that, we've seen it all. Even though there's things out there we don't know, they're probably so far out in the universe that we probably will never see them in our lifetimes. But 3i Atlas just continues to act weird as it got pushed past the sun. We're able to finally, or pretty close to seeing it again after it gets out of the sun's glare. But it's just very interesting because deGrasse Tyson has been a major proponent against UFOs, ufology, anything to do with alien technology. He thinks it's a bunch of hogwash made up of science fiction rather than true science. So to see him kind of be baffled on this publicly, it's quite amazing.
And what do you think it is? Dave Scott, known Canadian, host of Spaced Out Radio, what do you think that comet, asteroid, spaceship is?
I still think it's some sort of asteroid that is doing, or comet, doing something weird that we've never seen. I mean, that's in my extremely limited knowledge of the subject because I don't get to see it very often, but or play that part very well. I don't have an astrophysicist degree or anything like that. I'm a journalist, for God's sakes. Right. But there is a want. I really want this to be a UFO. I really do. And the way NASA has been acting with not really showing us the footage or the videos or anything that they have caught from the James Webb telescope or any of the spy satellites, I think it's kind of concerning, you know, that they go blackout the time that at the perfect time when we're able to see it with that technology. So it really adds to the mystery of why NASA is playing games with this comet.
Dave Scott, host of Spaced Out Radio, which you can hear every episode he ever did on YouTube, Spaced Out Radio. He's got a great website, spacedoutradio.com, spacedoutradio.com, with a spectacular array of merch, which is right now in my personal dishwasher. And as you know, Dave, my dishwasher is my existential threat at any given time. Thank you, Dave Scott. Walter M. Sterling, every damn Sunday.
James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Thank you.
For our first Florida story, we go to Safety Harbor, Florida, where in this ironically named town, a couple wakes up a little after 4 a.m. Wife nudges the husband, "Honey, do you hear something?" "I think so." So he goes downstairs to check. There's a 19-year-old Florida man in his kitchen making breakfast. Offers to make the homeowner some breakfast. Homeowner says, "No, I don't think I'll have breakfast. I think I'll call the cops." So the intruder runs out the back door, runs into the swampy forest behind the man's house, where cops catch him just a few minutes later. And he was on the classic alternative energy source in Florida that we call alcohol. I don't know if I'd react the same way. Depends on what he was making for breakfast. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go down to Clearwater, Florida, where an HOA, a homeowners association, is cracking down on one of the residents under its stead because neighbors are complaining that he's working out of the house, and that's not allowed. And it's more than just having the neon open sign next to his front door. It's more than just the traffic that's coming in and out of their neighborhood. Residents are upset about the type of business it is. But it's not a strip club. It's not a bar. They don't sell dangerous e-cigarettes. No, Florida man started a bail bonds business. Here's what makes it even more Florida. The name of the neighborhood that is governed by the Homeowners Association, Leisure World Mobile Home Park. So now I don't know whose side I'm on. I wouldn't want to live next to a guy who started a bail bonds business out of his house. But on the other hand, is there a better place to set up a bail bonds business than a trailer park in Florida? I also enjoy how snobby and elitist the Homeowners Association can be of a trailer park in Florida. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
A Florida couple is getting ready for the hurricane that might be blowing through. If you've never done hurricane prep, that means you got to get everything out of your yard that could blow away or be damaged by stuff that's blowing around. So they grabbed all their patio furniture and shoved it in the garage. They got their big old gas grill, shoved it in the garage. After a while, they had their whole yard cleared, but they couldn't fit their smart car in their garage. Florida couple's quick thinking over here. I think that smart car will fit in our kitchen. So sure enough, luckily next to the breakfast nook, they have double doors. Wife didn't think it would fit. Husband did. Sure enough, they barely squeezed that thing in. Look, I suppose it's smart to store your smart car in your kitchen during a hurricane if you don't have a better option. But I don't think it's very smart that you pay $35,000 for a car that can fit in your kitchen.
Wait. Hold my beer. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we go to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. A 28-year-old Florida man was awaiting sentencing. He's in court and found guilty on attempted murder charges. And as part of his last act of revenge for the people who are going to send him to the pokey for a very long time, Florida man opens a bag of his own urine and throws it on the prosecutor, some of which got into his mouth. The sentencing hearing was postponed. Pardon me while I go throw up. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we're going back to Clearwater, where a 23-year-old Florida man having a little party at his house, and someone, ouch, they OD. Boy, that's awkward. Cops show up, search the home, and in the air vent, they find a couple of bags of drugs. One happens to be powder fentanyl. The other one, though, these little orange pills that are shaped like Donald Trump, and they have a little Trump stamp on them. Turns out they were MDMA. That's what your kids call ecstasy. But they were Trump brand ecstasy. And from what I hear, this Trump brand ecstasy, it's magnificent. It's terrific. Everybody says so. Believe me. It's the best in the world. It's the best in the history. It's the best drug of any drug in the history of mankind. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our next Florida story, we have the beautiful tale coming out of Jacksonville, where a Florida man watched the news on the devastation in the Bahamas from the hurricane. The story just tugs at his heartstrings, and he feels compelled to go to Costco and buy over 100 generators at $450 a piece and send them to the Bahamas. The workers at Costco took some pictures and told the story. The post was shared tens of thousands of times across social media, and other people have sprung into action and have started donating to the fund to ship to those people in the Bahamas who are suffering. That is a beautiful, beautiful story that originated from one Florida man helping total strangers who he has never met. It's beautiful. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
For our final Florida story, we have something that's less beautiful. Early retirement sounds awesome. And this 62-year-old Florida man was one of the lucky few that gets to be 62 years old, not only doesn't have to work, but has enough money to travel. And his family says that's what he loved to do. He was hopping all over the globe. And he meets a man in Costa Rica. And so on his next trip, he says, I'm going to start by going back to see my new friend. He was expected to be gone for a few days, but he missed his flight home. Family gets nervous. They start digging around. Turns out the friend that he was meeting in Costa Rica is a gigolo and has a shady reputation with the local authorities. Apparently, they already know of this guy. They found the Florida man's rental car submerged in a local river. And now not only has the Florida man gone missing, his gigolo has gone missing, too. Family vows to not rest until they find out what happened. Lesson of the day. Although it seems Florida man doesn't have any natural predators, when he leaves his own habitat, he appears to be vulnerable to Costa Rican gigolos.
Hold my beer. Hold my beer.
Hold my beer.
Florida Stories is produced by Spring Rock.
I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Into the air behind my back, I can see them stare. They'll hurt me bad, but I won't mind. They'll hurt me bad. They do it all the time. They do it all the time. You know that this will go down on your permanent record. Oh, yeah? Well, don't get so distressed. Did I happen to mention that I'm in the press?
The power of being live. We're live. Oh, my God. Here we go. Best part of the song.
I take one, 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 because you left me. And two, two, two for my family. And three, three, three for my heartache. And four, four, four for my headaches. And five, five, five for my lonely. And six, six, six for my sorrow. And seven, seven for no tomorrow. And eight, eight, I forget what eight was for, but nine. Nine for lost God. Ten, 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 ten. For everything, 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 everything. Oh, you can all just kiss off into the air behind my...
You will thank me. If you go to Netflix and you search the series High School, High School, based on true events, it features that song. It frames that song the best way I have ever seen a song frame. Episode 2. Beginning of episode 2 of the series High School. It stars one of the stars from How I Met Your Mom. It is sort of a comedy, but mostly it's a dramedy. You know those modern terms, a dramedy. You will like it. I think it's only 8, maybe 12 episodes, and then it's done. There's no second season. You're not going to have to wait 4.5 years like The Morning Show to see the second season, or White Lotus, a decade to see the second season. No, High School's one season. And like Jumo, J-U-M-O, you will thank me for watching this show. It's called High School on Netflix. I have an email. And I want to thank you. I expect to thank you. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. Oh, my gosh. It's November 3rd. It's my wife's birthday. Oh, you're so beautiful and you're perfect for me. Happy birthday, Katie. Walter M. Sterling every damn Sunday.
Sterling every damn night. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Look at you. Look at you.
A guy who's on the air and they call him Sterling.
Tom Bean. You got it, didn't you?
What is that? What did I do? Oh, there. I made a mistake. I made a mistake. I do it like for the whole show. Walter M. Sterling. My email's WalterMSterling@gmail.com. WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And I have a website that's spectacular. Walter Sterling Show. WalterSterlingShow.com. And I have a partner.
Hi, I'm William Devane.
And it's amazing that William Devane, a B actor on TV, an F actor in all other media, is somehow an expert on gold. William Devane seems to know about my 401k and gold.
Hi, I'm William Devane.
How did that happen? It seems odd. Seems unusual.
What's happening?
And what else? Oh, yeah, Walter M. Sterling. Now, I have a recipe for you from J.B. Bakery. J.B. Bakery has a recipe for kitchen sink cookies. These are cookies for things you may have gathered over the past week for Halloween, and you have way too much of. And now you can make it into a brand new cookie using Steve's recipe from J.B. Bakery, kitchen sink cookies. I have the recipe. Send me an email and ask me for the recipe. We'll send it to you right away. His recipes are good because they're simple, well illustrated, funny, and I'd like to know how they turn out. WalterMSterling@gmail.com will send you the recipe. It's pretty exciting, isn't it? A live radio show coast to coast on a Sunday night. There's nothing else. What are you going to do? Listen to old men from Thursday repeat screaming at the Democrats? I don't think so. No. Now, my daughter, who's at Syracuse University, My daughter at Syracuse University, when I asked, what is your favorite war? She took it to the next level. Dorothy took it to the next level, and she said, well, why aren't there wars between the states? Why shouldn't the states be warring? And, of course, there was a war between the states, and that was very ugly. However, there are things that states do now that are truly inexcusable, ugly. There are, if you and I, if we're not from the South, if we're from Kansas City, St. Louis, Pittsburgh, Philadelphia, Sacramento, if we drive through Mississippi and Louisiana at 9:30 at night, how's that going to go? You could be doing 35 in a 60 and be stopped for speeding. And in some of the southern states, they have the right. No, this is true. The police have the right on the spot to seize all of your possessions and keep them. These are southern states. Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana. They have the right to stop you and seize all your stuff. Does that happen in Jersey? No. No one's going to stop you in Jersey unless you're doing 90 in a slow lane. If you do 90 in a fast lane, they will celebrate you. But in the South, they can stop you for pretty much any reason. If you have a Northern or West Coast driver's license and license plates, you're guilty on sight. I would never drive through a southern state ever on any of their highways for any reason, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, no way in hell. There's no way in hell. I would avoid those at all costs. I urge you to as well. Again, my email for that recipe for the kitchen sink cookies, WalterMSterling@gmail.com, WalterMSterling@gmail.com. And today is my wife's birthday. And that's a very risky day for any husband because we get it wrong. Whatever we imagine that she wants, it's not quite that color or that size. Or, no, you didn't read it right. That's not what I really wanted. There's no upside to actually getting wives gifts for their birthday. And they're never gracious about it. It's like, oh, thanks for trying. It's never that. The greatest gift that you and I can receive is a request for help. Sterling every damn Sunday.
The people of Walmart, Sterling every damn night.
Nameless, but with a faith shoplifter, gets nailed, and he runs out of the Walmart. Police in pursuit. The feller figured, you know what? I'm just going to dive into the water. Nothing says like diving into the water when it's like 65 degrees outside, but here we are, and that's what happened. And the young potential thief pretended like he didn't know how to swim. And I think that was a stalling technique to keep the cops from going after him in the water, but to bring in specialists. As soon as they began to do that, he started swimming like he was an Olympian. Yeah, an Olympic swimmer. Cops catch up to him. He's been picked up. A great picture at News 2 WFMY in North Carolina of the cop that caught him and the perp. Giving us a big toothy grins. Yeah, he tried to get away. That's how it goes. The player's going to play, and he went down. But that's the game. When you're in the shoplifting game, part of the thing is that you may get arrested. And if you don't have a problem with getting arrested, I think that's a good way to live. I personally do not like being behind bars. Have I ever been behind bars? No! I'm clean as the driven snow. Allegedly. We often talk about shoplifters not having a good plan to get away. This is a perfect example. Figure it out before you steal. Before you steal. For the people of Walmart, I'm Velo Hool. Sterling every damn night.
Sterling every night. Study books. Lusty books. Get cozy with the Owl and Dawn. And I'm
book author Thea Landon, and here's an excerpt from my book, Flight of the Dragon Queen. Alizira turned toward me, placing her hands on my chest. You're not upset? No, why would I be? With one finger, I tilted her chin upward to meet my gaze, the moonlight reflected in her emerald eyes. Regardless, if this is all part of who you are, then I look forward to everything you're willing to share with me. Her eyes closed as I leaned down. I brushed my lips across hers with the faintest of touches, afraid if I pushed too far, she'd be summoned away again. No one appeared to interrupt us, and the gentle gesture paved the way for a more zealous kiss. She slid her palms over my shoulders, locking her fingers behind me, and her lips parted to welcome me inside. The sweet taste of honeyed wine on her tongue drove me wild with desire. I tightened my grasp on her waist, pressing her body to mine. As I explored her luscious mouth, I threaded my free hand through her thick curls. When I grazed the bare skin at the base of her neck, she shuddered. "Stay with me tonight," she purred against me in between kisses. "I want to be with you." My heart thudded until I thought it might explode. I couldn't believe what I'd heard. "Are you sure? We haven't known each other for very long, and I don't want you to think I know all I need to know about you, Caleb." Her fists knotted in the collar of my shirt, and her hips rolled toward me. And when I shivered in the corner of my cold, terrible cell, thoughts of you kept me warm. I imagined what it would be like to be safe in your arms, to feel your body touching mine. She traced the edge of the shirt, fingertips leaving a blazing trail across my skin. And I wondered if you thought the same things about me. Her words aroused all sorts of provocative memories. I did. Believe me, I did. I took her hand and kissed the top of it. I suppose it's in poor taste to refuse a queen's invitation in her own castle. Alizira tossed her head back and laughed, a wide grin spreading over her face. "Let's go inside. The view from the balcony will be even more spectacular at sunrise." A jumble of feelings, from disbelief to red-hot lust, clouded my mind as I followed her back through the doors. Inside her chambers, she used an iron rod to stoke the embers inside a fireplace. Once she had rekindled the flames, she walked the perimeter of the room, extinguishing all the lamps hanging from the walls. When the last of the light came from the dancing fire, she stood in front of it and beckoned to me. I walked slowly, taking in the sight of her exaggerated hourglass figure silhouetted against the orange blaze. Alizira reached for the bottom of my shirt and gave it a yank. Grateful the darkness camouflaged some of my nervous blushing, I pulled off the lightweight garment and let it flutter away. Before it hit the floor, she swanned back into my arms and guided me down for another kiss. The heat emanating from the hearth mingled with the fervor building between us. As her chest flattened against me, the plush fabric of her dress rubbed across my bare skin, teasing me with what lay beneath. Without relinquishing control of her lips, I skimmed my palms over the swell of her hips, drawing them up her sides and to the front of her body. Pliant flesh bulged over the top of her snug bodice, begging for attention. I cupped it through the thick velvet, and a soft moan escaped from her mouth into mine. She steered me toward the ties holding her bodice in place. I unfastened the knot, and the weight of her chest helped me loosen the laces. Dipping my hands inside the open flaps, I slid the gown off her shoulders. She pulled away to slip her arms out of the sleeves, and the dress cascaded off her body. Carefully, she stepped out of the burgundy puddle, removing her embroidered slippers as she did so. The roaring blaze in the fireplace bathed her in an ethereal glow, exposing every inch of her to me. Oh my, I think I'd better stop here for tonight, but you can always have more. That was an excerpt from my book, Flight of the Dragon Queen, which is available at Amazon. I'm smutty book author Thea Landon for Sterling Every Damn Night.
It might be true. Sterling, every damn night. You hear him on the radio every evening. Sterling, every damn night. All the midnight misfits come around and listen to his sound. He consulted a station just south of Mobile. He said he made them such a good deal. He took them from number 16 to 21. And the owner would have shot him if he knew what he'd done. Sterling, every damn night. You hear him on the radio every evening. Sterling, every damn night. All the midnight misfits come around and listen to his sound. Syracuse, where he learned that smooth corporate style. 50 years later, he's back on the air, yakking up and down the dial, up and down the dial. He was born in the suburbs of Newark, NJ. He never does what the bosses say. Everyone says he's a jolly good. Couple stories, sell a couple of my pillows. Sterling, every damn night. You hear him on the radio every evening. Sterling, every damn night. All the midnight misfits come around and listen to his sound.
Walter M. Sterling at Gmail. I answer every email. I've got a pretty good website, waltersterlingshow.com, waltersterlingshow.com. And the greatest gift that you and I can receive is a request for help.
Sterling is brought to life by these creative people. Music director Lee Harris, technical wizard Dave Scalish, operations Frank Canal, sound mixers Sean Cicero, Sean Walsh, Andrew Torres, voice actors James Parker, James Copeland, that's me, Randy Thomas, Charlie Van Dyke, Charles Van Sant, Robert Clotworthy, Peter Thiel, Dan and Becky Gaffney, Erotic Thrills Thea Landon, Class Act Jill Brooke and Matus Bumball, Baked Goods Steve and Selena JB Bakery, Quantum Physics Dave Scott, a Canadian, Ross Coulthart, an Australian,